Faux Outrage, Transgender Levine Dismisses Public Anger Over Easter Provocation. By Neil Monroe on April 3, 2024. President Joe Biden's top transgender appointee dismissed the public's opposition to his promotion of pro-transgender policies during Christianity's Easter Holy Days. "I felt that it was faux outrage, it was manufactured," said Rachel Levine, who is Biden's Assistant Secretary for Health. "The commingling of Easter with the progressives' Transgender Day of Visibility was a coincidence," Levine told TheAdvocate.com, a gay newspaper. "It's just that this Sunday was Easter, which is a very important holiday and very important event. And it also just happened to be the 31st, said Levine, who wears a uniform designed for female Navy admirals. Biden used Good Friday to proclaim the Transgender Day of Visibility on March 31st, which was Easter Sunday this year, possibly having administration officials tout the theme to rally Biden's demoralized empathy voters for the 2024 general election. But they also appropriated a Christian theme for their outreach to progressives. On March 31, Sunday afternoon, Biden's X account tweeted, "Today, on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans, I see you. You are made in the image of God, and you're worthy of respect and dignity." Biden's provocation prompted sincere criticism from many Christians. "This is an abuse, a lack of respect," responded the host at one of the largest Spanish-language radio stations in the country, La Mega 97.9 in the New York area. Host Frederick Martinez, known by his moniker El Pasha, said, "Don't come to me with that nonsense. The year has 52 weeks. How is it possible to do this on the most important week of humanity? When Christ died for us, freed us from sin, confronted and triumphed over death, the Sunday of resurrection. Look, I am very careful and respectful, let everyone do whatever they damn want with their ideas, but not like this." GOP candidate Donald Trump responded with a social media message on April 2. "Election Day, November 5, will be the most important day in the history of our country. It will also be Christian Visibility Day. The biggest turnout of Christians in the history of our country." Levine, who is formerly known as Richard, is the father of two children. He justifies his appropriation of a female name, female clothing, pronouns, and status by saying he is transgender. "This transgender claim argues that each person's unverifiable and changeable inner feelings of male or female gender are more important for society than their verifiably male or female DNA. I didn't do that." Biden denies declaring Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility. Levine depicted public opposition to transgenderism as unreasoning hate. In his interview, he quoted quasi-religious lines from a Star Wars movie, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering." However, many polls show that transgenderism is losing public support. More people, including many progressives, and gays and lesbians, recognize transgenderism's civic aggression, personal violence, criminal behavior, intellectual incoherence, medical damage, hostility to parents and women, and danger to vulnerable children, women, men, and gay men. "I think that the wheel will turn on that, things for transgender and non-binary people will improve," insisted Levine, who can wear the Navy uniform because his job title at the Department of Health and Human Services is part of the nation's semi-military public health service.